This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli airstrike on a Gaza school compound housing displaced families killed around 100 people, the Hamas-run Gaza government said on Saturday. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
This building in Gaza City used to be a school. Then it was a shelter. Now it's just rubble. An Israeli airstrike hit the building on Saturday morning, killing at least 80 people. It's one of the deadliest strikes in the 10-month-old war between Israel and Hamas. Now concrete chunks and twisted metal lay atop a blood-soaked floor. The Israeli military has acknowledged the strike, claiming it's hit a Hamas command center within the school, something Hamas denies. One witness says the strike hit without warning before sunrise as people were praying at a mosque inside. The strike comes as American, Qatari and Egyptian mediators renew their push for a ceasefire agreement. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he will not seek outside help to recover from devastating floods. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to bring thousands of displaced residents to the capital to provide them better care. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that Kim made the comments during a two-day trip to northwestern town to meet flood victims and discuss recovery efforts. Kim said it would take about 2 to 3 months to rebuild homes and stabilize the areas affected by the floods. Until then, his government plans to accommodate some 15,400 people at facilities within the capital. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Libyan officials say clashes between two heavily armed militia groups in the country's capital terrorized residents and killed about a dozen people in the latest bout of violence in the North African nation. This is VOA News. Brazilian authorities are working to piece together what exactly caused the plane crash in Sao Paulo state the prior day that killed all people aboard. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
Brazilian carrier Vopas, which operated the plane, said there were 57 passengers in total and 4 crew members on board. A local news outlet interviewed 2 men who said they missed their flight. Flight tracking software showed the plane's path. It took off from Cascavel in the state of Paraná and was bound for Sao Paulo's international airport. It entered an unusual final circling motion before hitting the ground in the town of Vinhedo, some 50 miles northwest of Sao Paulo. A Brazilian aviation engineer told Reuters that a buildup of ice could have caused the plane to stall and spiral in the way it did, but investigators say it's too early to determine the cause of the crash.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Initially, it was said the plane had 62 passengers, then it revised the number to 61, and early on Saturday, it raised the figure once again after it found a passenger named Constantino Teamea was not on its original list. Former United States President Donald Trump held a rally in Bozeman, Montana on Friday, a state that Republicans have carried in every presidential race since 1996.
You know, what they did is a terrible thing, actually. They forced him out. It was a coup. We had a coup. That was the first coup in the history of our country. And it was very successful. He said, okay, I'll leave. If that's what you want, I'll leave. I hear he's going to make a comeback at the Democrat convention. He's going to walk into the room and he's going to say, I want my presidency back.
Trump again attacked Vice President Kamala Harris in personal terms and criticized her for not doing interviews since she became the Democratic candidate. Meanwhile, Harris addressed pro-Palestinian protesters at her Arizona rally on Friday, telling them she respected their voices.
And let me just say this on topic of what I think I'm hearing over there. Let me just speak to that for a moment, and then I'm going to get back to the business at hand. I have been clear. Now is the time to get a ceasefire deal and get the hostage deal done.
The uncommitted political group was organized to oppose President Joe Biden's staunch support for Israel's war. On Saturday, Catalan Separatist leader Carles Puigdemont said on X that he was back in Belgium. Puigdemont returned to Spain after 7 years of self-imposed exile, defying an arrest warrant to address a rally of supporters on Thursday, then escaped in scenes worthy of a crime caper film, including a straw hat. He said he never had the intention of surrendering himself nor facilitating his arrest. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.